This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. Welcome to the new time for Cincinnati Edition, now at 1 o'clock, 5 days a week on 91.7. NPR's program Here and Now will debut today at 2 o'clock and air Monday through Thursdays. Science Friday remains at 2 on Friday afternoons. Details about the new lineup available online at our website, wvxu.org. Coming up today on Cincinnati Edition, the idea of breaking bread together is deep-rooted in American traditions, but these days, thanks to packed schedules and demands on time, that gathering the family and neighbors together has grown infrequent. There's a new movement afoot to change that. Maggie Stuckey will be on Cincinnati Edition in about 20 minutes to discuss her new book, Soup Night, Creating Community Around a Pot of Soup. But first, family fun to build the holiday spirit. Joining me in the studio to share what's happening where are Emily Johnson from the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce, Tricia Soot from Downtown Cincinnati, Inc., and Donna Kramer from Main Strasse Village Association. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
Well, the big holiday kickoff happened over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Lots of folks out and about, and I'll begin with you, Tricia. How did downtown fare over the weekend?
Very well. Very busy, very crowded. We had crowds both Friday and Saturday nights for Macy's Light Up the Square and Macy's Downtown Dazzle. So I was thrilled with the crowd at Dazzle. And it's always fun to see the little kids see Santa Rappel for the first time and see the fireworks. And literally, there were people oohing and aahing, and they were chanting for Santa at one point. So it was really fun. And we were really pleased with the way the weekend kicked everything off for us.
And there's quite a bit going on downtown. And Fountain Square staying busy most of the time, too. And
ice skating all the time, so.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that in just a bit. And Over the Rhine, great resurgence, great things happening there, new restaurants, new shops. How did Over the Rhine fare over, especially with Small Business Saturday mixed in there?
Right, and we officially kicked off the holidays on Friday, on Black Friday, with our fifth annual Holidays in the Bag. So we had more than 25 participating merchants and raised money for Elements. And the results are still coming in, but we had a really strong Friday. So that going into Saturday, many of the retailers decided to roll over their special that they had offered for Holidays in the Bag for Small Business Saturday, too. So these kind of key promotions that really embrace the whole neighborhood and independent businesses, not just in Over the Rhine, but, you know, citywide, are super important. Getting that word out about the importance of brick and mortar.
And some great stores in the Main Strasse Village over in northern Kentucky. And Donna, I know actually the big splash to begin actually is Wednesday for Main Strasse Village.
That's right. The City of Covington Christmas tree lighting in Main Strasse is Wednesday evening at 6:30. Everybody's invited to come down and join in that fun. There'll be hot chocolate and cookies, a petting zoo, and of course Santa.
Well, I know this time of year is very important to businesses, both big and small, here in our community. And I'd like to touch base with just, you know, how you feel things are in Main Strasse Village, in Over the Rhine, in downtown, as we're moving into the holiday season when so many of these entrepreneurs are looking for success and, you know, let's say call it Black Friday because trying to make it into the black. Tell me basically what you feel the state of the neighborhood is in your area of expertise, and I'll kick it to you first, Tricia.
We were really excited this year to have the new bookstore on Fountain Square, the booksellers on Fountain Square, and they saw a lot of traffic on Friday and Saturday, and that's really great. It kind of gives a new small business anchor down there, and that drives traffic into Carew Tower, so appointments and Hunt Club clothiers, you know, see people coming in and out, and it all kind of creates that real neighborhood feel of shopping, and so we were really happy with the way things started, and I think it just kind of builds. It's one of those things where people realize they have to shop. It's Black Friday, but they may not really be ready to shop. And I think this weekend we'll see people suddenly realize that the clock is ticking. So, but yeah, we were really, everybody looked really busy, made some great sales, and it was just really fun to see shopping bags out and about.
And it's really fun because Macy's have been well known for spreading their Christmas spirit and their celebration. So even the big business is getting
exactly.
in on
it. Well, you know, every business starts out as a local business, right?
Right. So it has to go somewhere. And of course, you know, everybody talks about the growth of Over the Rhine and the newly opened Washington Park and how that's attracting populations and luminosity that happened that was, you know, quite a bit of fun drawing new people to the neighborhood. So Over the Rhine seems to be perking right along, Emily.
There are great things going on in Over the Rhine, and the momentum just continues. So we just in time for fourth quarter, which is for retailers, you know, the kind of make it or break it season, we had a few new retailers open. So we had a new men's clothing store called Article open on the corner of 12th and Vine in a space that had been vacant for a little while. And we have a new one opening up this weekend on Saturday called Sweet Petite Desserts. That will be opening up on Ray Street. So I think we kind of all are very aware of the shorter holiday and shopping season this year. So, you know, now more than ever, it's important to make sure that people are thinking holidays because they have fewer days to kind of get their act together this year. So
I might compress it in a little bit and raise it up. And Donna, Mainstrasse, just some wonderful, unique shops there and entrepreneurs who are also keeping things cooking right along.
We're really excited. And speaking of the cooking, we have a new business that just opened, Cake Rack Bakery. So if you've got that sweet tooth going for the holiday season, you need to check that out. And we have our shop open house this Friday to get everybody down to all of our businesses that have been there, the unique gift shops, just a multitude of different unique shopping events in each one. And then we have our restaurants when you need to take that break. The restaurants are there ready and waiting to help you get that energy back to go back and shop some more.
It's always great to bring family and friends from out of town to Mainstrasse Village and over the Rhine and downtown and show off our great community and leave them wanting more and seeing how lucky we are with all these great neighborhoods. Donna Kramer from Mainstrasse Village Association, Emily Johnson from the Over Rhine Chamber of Commerce, Tricia Suit from Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated here in the studio sharing holiday happenings in the downtown area. If you have a favorite holiday happening you'd like to share with us, please give us a call at 513-419-7100. Or if you have a question from one of these ladies about what's happening in Over the Rhine or Mainstrasse or downtown, you can also, in addition to calling, email us, talk@wvxu.org. Well, I will begin with you, Tricia, when it comes to happenings in downtown Cincinnati and events that are happening throughout the holidays. I noticed there's some fun stuff happening. You've already mentioned the rappelling Santa.
Yes. Yeah, Santa's very active in downtown. He rappels down the 525 Vine building two more times. With a reindeer and a very, very brave elf. So Saturday nights, it starts around 6:30. He rappels down the building, lands on the roof. There's a huge fireworks show. And as I said, the kids literally are oohing and aahing. It's really fun. And then once he recovers, he goes inside and kids can visit with Santa, get free photos. And Mrs. Claus does a couple story times after that, too. So it's, and this is sort of our kids' week. It's always very family friendly, but this week in particular, we'll have a couple special treats on Fountain Square and in Macy's. Yes, Virginia. Virginia from Yes, Virginia and Red, the library's mascot, will both be on Fountain Square and inside Macy's for photo ops. So it's a fun little, and come get your holiday card photos taken. But yeah, that'll be going on this Saturday night. So.
Oh, and I know, I think, did I see somewhere John Morris Russell, JMR from the Cincinnati Pops will be there.
Yes, he will be hosting next weekend, actually on the 14th. He'll be our MC. We had him last year MC one of our events, and it was so much fun. And he wanted to do it again, and we wanted him again. So that'll be sort of our That's Entertainment theme on the 14th. So, and it doesn't get more entertaining than JMR. So.
Oh, no, it doesn't, especially around Christmas time. Yep. Matter of fact, he will be a guest here on Cincinnati Edition on Friday talking about his Christmas music collection that started out just some outrageous stuff there. Well, what else is happening downtown that families and kids can look forward to?
We, along with the Dazzle, we have free, we call them trolley carriage, they're horse-drawn carriages. They seat about 20 people, but we offer those on Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 5 for free. And that's really fun. If you do come down with a big group of people, everybody can ride it. You don't have to kind of wait in line for that, you know, to do two at a time or something. And that's really fun. And then Metro's Holly Jolly Trolley is running on Saturdays noon to 5, courtesy of P&G. And that's a really fun way just to, it goes by the Taft Museum. It goes by the Convention Center. So if you're going to Reds Fest, you can hop on at the Convention Center to come back down to Fountain Square. It goes by Crew Tower. So again, it's a really fun way to kind of move people around, gives them something new to do if the kids are a little bit cranky or tired of walking around. And we're giving away candy canes too, so you don't have to worry about a sugar crash at any point. We've got lots and lots of sugar on all the various rides down there. So that's, you know, that's a pretty full Saturday right there. So
a lot happening there. And as I mentioned, Donna Kramer from Mainstrasse Village Association, the real festivities of Mainstrasse kick off beginning on Wednesday with the lighting of the Christmas tree and all. And you have plenty of activities that are happening on the weekends too.
Right. Starting Friday, I already mentioned our shop open house. But at 6 p.m. on Friday evening, St. Nicholas will ride in on his horse to visit with all the children, and he'll have his traditional St. Nicholas gift bag for each of the children that come down to see him on Friday at 6 o'clock. Later on that evening, we'll have Christmas karaoke on the fountain. That could be fun.
Yes.
And then Saturday, we have music on the fountain. Sunday we have strolling musicians. We have the photos with Santa for pets and people on the fountain. So it's kind of like lots of things going on just to keep you busy the whole weekend.
Well, Tricia already mentioned candy canes. You also have a candy cane hunt coming up on the 14th for kids.
That's correct. That's the City of Covington's candy cane hunt. And from what I hear, that's like an Easter egg magnified hunt. it's a lot of fun for everybody.
And all the stores are, maintaining great hours down there to allow folks to stroll. And you've already mentioned, some great restaurants and pubs to enjoy. And really quite a variety of stores that are down there.
And you also don't even have to go into the stores. We will be selling fresh-cut Christmas trees and wreaths all weekend long, too. So you can come down and pick out your tree. You can check out the shops. You can visit with St. Nicholas on Friday night. Just something for everybody.
Donna Kramer from the Mainstrasse Village Association on Cincinnati Edition, along with Tricia Suit from Downtown Cincinnati, Inc., and Emily Johnson from Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about holiday happenings in these three neighborhoods and all around. You can be making a comment or asking these ladies a question by calling 513-419-7100, emailing talk at wvxu.org, or getting in touch through Facebook or Twitter. We'll turn to Emily Johnson and ask about Over the Rhine after a short break here on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Happy holidays from us all here at Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purzel, talking holiday happenings in downtown Cincinnati, Mainstrasse Village in Kentucky, and Over the Rhine. Plenty of fun for the family all around the Cincinnati area. Emily Johnson from the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce, Tricia Suit from Downtown Cincinnati, Inc., and Donna Kramer from Mainstrasse Village Association are in the studio with me. If you have a question for them or have a family-friendly holiday activity you'd like to share, you can call 513-419-7100. Brenda from OTR is on the phone with, a suggestion. Good afternoon, Brenda. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, Mark. I wanted to remind people of the holiday sale at Memorial Hall next Sunday from 12:30 to 4.
That's all the local artists, all the local artists coming together, right?
Yes, there's 10 local artists, fiber artists. I'm a ceramic sculptor and potter. Mike Frasca, who did the fountain at the library. Stuart Golder, Mary Mark makes prints. Joyce Kaufman, mosaic artist. Arnell Dow, batiks. Margaret Ryan, handmade paper. And Pat Statzer, who makes dolls and other fiber images, and Kim Henson, who dyes silk and makes beautiful garments.
Well, thank you for the
tip. The 38th annual sale at Memorial Hall. So we're just proud to have been there for so long.
Well, thank you, Brenda, and thanks for the reminder and sharing with the folks and bringing it to Cincinnati Edition. And Emily, I'll turn to you because of Memorial Hall right across the street from where we're sitting right now has become and is one of the hotspots for Over the Rhine's celebration.
It is. And just in the last couple months, Memorial Hall has rolled out a signature event series. So their first one, I'm going to not remember exactly the date, but it was several weeks ago. And I know it's a sold out crowd. And each, I think it's quarterly, and each one really has a fun theme. And it's just great to see. I mean, they're really opening their doors and trying to, you know, expose more people to this gem that we have right in the middle of our city.
So Over the Rhine is going, we touched on the Small Business Saturday because so many small entrepreneurs or small shops and small restaurants have been opening in Over the Rhine. But what else is happening now, between now and the end of the year at Over the Rhine? Because there's quite a bit happening.
Right. Well, something along the lines of what Brenda was just mentioning of the holiday sale, we have a pop-up shop on Main Street this year called the Main Street Merry Market. So this is a partnership with Springboard Cincinnati and their entrepreneurs, with Park and Vine and Broad Hope Art Collective on the west side, to really animate a space on Main Street. So each Saturday has a different theme and is programmed by a different group. So this coming Saturday, Broad Hope Art Collective and Park and Vine will showcase their Park and Shine mini craft sale. So there sounds like there's going to be all kinds of good craft events going on this weekend. So that's December 7th and 14th are the final two dates for that.
And this is something that is great, and something, you know, that had been, I've been seeing it lack, whether it's in Mainstrasse or downtown or in Over the Rhine. These unique shops you won't find in other cities, you won't find in other places, versus the homogenization that happens so often. You know, there are, you know, no longer these unique stores or as many, but that is something that's kind of turning over here.
Well, and I think something that we all share in common, you know, with Mainstrasse and downtown and Over the Rhine is it is just that, you know, when people have family in town from, you know, out of town from over the, you know, over the holidays, people want to show off the things that are unique in their city. So I think we benefit, you know, from that with, you know, what we have to offer in each of our neighborhoods, really, the great business districts and the arts and the entertainment that we all have to offer.
I had a question on the email for Donna. It says, I've seen Mainstrasse pictures of Santa with pets. Is that a scheduled event or something folks can look forward to?
That is on Sunday, December 8th. Santa will be there and be offering photos with Santa and the pets, or Santa and people, or both. He will be there from 2 until 5 on Sunday afternoon.
So, and then the pets can go and let
the
Santa know what they'd like for Christmas, too.
Mainstrasse Village loves pets.
Well, I speaking of pets, there's something special in downtown, gift wrap benefiting dogs and cats.
Yeah, in Carew Tower, the SPCA, as we say, the elves from SPCA, will be gift wrapping gifts for, they'll do it for free. They are happy if you make a donation, and they always bring some adoptable pets too. So it's really fun to kind of visit with them. And I think we had one on Saturday that might have been adopted. There was some interest. So it's everybody's looking for some way to give back during the holiday season too. So it's fun to go in there and get your presents wrapped and maybe find a new friend or at least make a donation to them. But they will be there Saturdays now through the 21st, noon to 5 in Carew Tower. So it's a fun setting too. So,
and I'll come back to you, Emily, to ask about other happenings in Over the Rhine, because you mentioned the Main Street Merry Market, right? That happens on Saturdays. But there's also a Findlay Market at the northern edge of Over the Rhine that has some things happening.
Right. So not only can you pick up your holiday tree at Findlay Market, the Cincy Deutsch Chris Kindle Market, which was set up on Fountain Square, will be located at Findlay Market for the next two weekends. So actually Fridays through Sundays, this coming weekend and the following weekend. So they'll be set up there.
And we mentioned some of the performing arts, of course, the Music Hall here in right across the street here. Over the Rhine has the Cincinnati Pops and JMR doing their holiday thing. There's a lot of other concerts that are going on, and also some caroling in Washington Park.
Right. So carolers from 6 to 8 on Fridays and Saturdays perform at the bandstand in Washington Park. So this is something the Young Professionals Choral Collective, they have helped to program, so you can kind of guarantee great quality caroling going on there. And then also on Saturday, kind of during the day leading into the evening, is the caroling in the quarter and the Main Street Stroll and Shop. So that has strolling carolers throughout the business districts. So they stop into the shops and they stop to entertain people they come across along the way.
And one more thing, light up over the Rhine happening as well, the luminaries.
Yes. So coming up on Saturday, December 14th is Light Up OTR. And that is when the any person who would be interested in getting involved can show up and volunteer to help literally fill the luminaries and then distribute them throughout over the Rhine. So they really concentrate on the business districts, but it's over 1,000 luminaries will get distributed that night. And then everyone is invited back to Washington Park for the lighting of the tree. It's also the same evening as City Flea, which I think is the one time of year that they do a nighttime market, mm-hmm. So in Washington Park on that Saturday.
Well, we only have a moment left. I'll give each of you an opportunity to invite folks to your particular neck of the woods, beginning with you, Donna, Main Strasse Village Association.
Well, we'd love to see everyone come down this weekend. All through the holidays, we've got beautiful decorations, beautiful lighting. So if you can't make it to one of our specific events, you're welcome to come and shop and stroll and dine and just enjoy the Christmas spirit.
Tricia?
Yeah, we want everyone to come downtown, shop, eat, see the sights, and come in on Saturday for downtown Macy's Downtown Dazzle, because it's always a special treat to see that.
So. Oh, and one thing I've neglected to mention, the commemorative tile, Rookwood
yeah.
Pottery commemorative tile.
The Rookwood tile this year is the book fountain at the main library, because the library is celebrating its 160th anniversary. So that's kind of a big deal, and everybody loves the library, and so we were really happy to partner with them, and it's available exclusively at the Macy's at Fountain Place. And they're going fast. So,
very unique. We were talking about unique gifts.
Yes,
and
definitely.
For sure. And Emily, here in Over the Rhine.
Well, thanks for having us on today. We have something fun and new going on. So throughout the holiday season, if you're shopping or you see something that catches your eye, we have a fun Instagram contest. So take a picture of it, upload it to Instagram, and tag it with OTR Wishlist. And then weekly, we'll do a drawing. So today will be the first drawing. We'll do it throughout the holiday season. Just any photo, upload it, and we'll draw a name for tickets to the ensemble, CSO, No Theater.